We're in the middle of Reish Samech Gimel. So yesterday we did Vav and Zayin. The day before we did Hey, but we skipped the Yom Kippur business. So in Reish Samech Gimel Hey, if you go back to Reish Samech Gimel Hey, it says if Yom Kippur below Shabbos, Yesh mi she'omer shelo yivarech va'ayin lekam al simen tof Reish Yud. Okay, so Yom Kippur is very interesting. There's a perek in Pesachim called Makom Shenagu. Familiar? Goes through all sorts of different Makom Shenagu, not to do Malacha and Erev Pesach in the morning, whatever. So one of the Mishnayos over there, Makom Shenagu Lahadlik Ner Belel Yom Kippur Madlikim. Makom Shenagu Shulo Lahadlik as a Ner Ein Madlikim. So Adlokas Neros on Yom Kippur is totally in Minigah Makom. Okay, now there's a Tosis. There's a Gemara in Sukkah and Daf Mem Dalit. There's a Tosis over there where it talks about Chibut Aravos, Hoshana Rabba, shaking and banging the Aravos. Yeah, so that's a Minig Hanaviim, and we don't make a bracha on that. Od Pam, it's a Minig Hanaviim, and we do not make a bracha when we bang the Hoshanas. Okay, why? The question is why? So there's two mahalachim. The Rambam's mahalach is you don't make a bracha on a minig. No bracha on a minig. And therefore, what? Say again? No, that's not a minig. That's a mitzvah. Mitzvah derabbanan. But by when it comes to banging the rabbis, that's a minig on the vim. And the Rambam holds you don't make a bracha on a minig. And that's basically the mahalach of the Shulchan Aruch. There's no bracha on a minute. So it would seem that hadlokas neiros on Yom Kippur is a minig. As it says, makom shenagu lahadlik yimadlik. Makom shenagu shlo lahadlik yinat madlik. So it's a minig to light candles on Leil Yom Kippur before Yom Kippur, right? So in the Shulchan, so we learn out from the Gemara's Sukkah and Daf Mem Dalid that when it comes to banging the Aravos, which is a minig anavim, I'm going back to Reish Samach Gimel Hey just to talk about the Neros Yom Kippur. When it comes to banging the Aravos, it's a minig anavim. There's no bracha. The question is why. So the Rambam said because it's a minig, you don't make brachas on a minig, and that's we find by the Sfaradim that make a bracha on Chatzi Halal. Chatzi Halal is a minig. The Gemara says they do not make a bracha. No bracha on a minig. Rabbeinu Tam, I think it's Rabbeinu Tam Tosis over there, says, no, that's not wise. Because it's not really a significant thing that you're doing. It's not like such a significant thing. The banging the rabbis, it's not maspik chashuv. It's a minig. You do make a bracha on a minig. And we do make a bracha on Chatzi Halal, on Rosh Chodesh, and other minhagim. But this minig, it's not, I don't know how to say it in Hebrew. It's not significant enough to make a bracha. Mashmuti. Lo maspik mashmuti. Very good. It's not significant enough to make a bracha. Okay? So when it comes to lighting candles for Yom Kippur, it's mefurish in the Mishnah that it's a minig. So according to Shimi Amachalkes Machabarama, Rashkinazim say Brachan Chatzi Halal, we just had Rosh Chodesh this week. And Sfarim do not make a bracha on Chatzi Halal on Rosh Chodesh. So it would seem to be the same thing over here. The Machaber over here, Reish Samach Gimel Hey, says again, Yesh mi she'omer shelo yivarech. When it comes to near Yom Kippur, there Yesh mi she'omer not to make a bracha. Then he sends us to Taf Reish Yud. In Taf Reish Yud, it says it's very strange. Taf Reish Yud beis Yesh mi she'omer they do make a bracha. So it's like a spear in the mechaber. Here he says Yesh mi she'omer no bracha. Yesh mi she'omer yes bracha. Like very kind of like just strange. So here the Bir Halacha says. Quotes the Bir Agra that the reason you don't make a bracha, it's a minig and a minig, you don't make a bracha. Now the Rama says, the Rama over here in Hilchos Yom Kippur says, the Mechaber says, Yesh mi she'omer that you do make a bracha, that's in Taf Reish Yud, Hilchos Yom Kippur. Hagah says, Rama, v'chein ha-minig b'mdinas elu. So Ashkenazim do make a bracha. And Sfaradim are kind of left with this stira. The Mechaber says, Yesh mi she'omer yes, Yesh mi she'omer lo. According to the regular rules, it should be no, so it's not so clear to me why yes. The Mishaburah is probably answering that question, but I'll read it to you. I don't understand how exactly he answered the question. Mishmas Sivkatan Chaf Hey says. No, that's not where it is. Okay, now in Chaf Hey, he just talks about there's no Oneg Yom Kippur, right? There's fasting. There's no Oneg, but there's still this the COVID and the Shalom Bayis. Okay, fine. I think it's over here. Here the Mishnah Berurah says. Over there in Tafri Shir Hilchas Yom Kippur, but Makom Shino again Lahadlik, so Shuv Memela Havelei Chiyuvo Lo Lahadlik Mishum Shalom Bayis Kama B'Shabbos. I don't know what that means. With the minig is the madlik, so then the minig turns into a chiyuv, and then you have to light, and just like Shabbos Shalom Bayis. Actually, I might understand that, but it's complicated. But I'm not going to explain it. This is the whole part by almost up to Chanukah. Mechaber, there's a minute to light Chanukah candles in the shul. And the Mechaber says, you make a bracha on it. And everyone screams, oh, it's a minig. And the Mechaber says, you don't make a bracha on a minig. So I think it's on Brisker Rav. It says, when the minig is a halacha somewhere else, so here happens to be a minig, so then you do make a bracha. I think it's a Brisker Rav. Meaning, there is a mitzvah of candle lighting, everyone makes a bracha, right? In shul, there happens to be a minig, but because it's a real life mitzvah somewhere else, just happens to be a minig over here, that kind of minig, the Shulchan Aruch Hold On will say you can make a bracha. So maybe that's what the Mishnah Berurah is saying. I don't know. I just made that up on the spot. Maybe that's what the Mishnah Berurah is saying over here. Meaning, there is a mitzvah of Hadlakas Neros Shabbos or Shalom Bayis, and in a place where the minig is to light on Yom Kippur, so Mamela, it's like kind of borrowed from Shabbos, it's the same Shalom Bayis reason. I don't know. Take it or leave it. Fine. I asked them starting today, what do they do? I think they said they do make a bracha. I mean, they're probably different minhagim amongst the Sfaradim, since there's this on Yom Kippur, because again, it's kind of a steer in the Mechaber. Oh, but it's very interesting, if we continue the Sharat Siyan over here. Okay, the bracha would be Asher Kedushan Zav Vitzivanu Adig Nesh Yom Kippur. That's one of the tainis. How can you say Vitzivanu? You're not commanded. It's a minhag. It's not. The Gemara asks, how can you say Vitzivanu on a Rabbanon? So the Torah says, well, Sasur, you have to listen to the Rabbanon. Once you have to listen to the Rabbanon, so then Hashem commands you to listen to the Rabbanon to do the mitzvah of the Rabbanon. So that's what the Gemara answers over there in the beginning of paragraph Memadik in the Gabi Neres Chanuk. And that's what we say by all the Rabbanons. But by a minig is even more further removed, because it's a minig. Like, minig is a Torah, okay. Maybe that's what Ashkenazim say. I don't know. You can't just decide, I don't like this minig, I don't like that minig. Also, there's different types of minhagim. Fine. Hold on. We have a very interesting Bir Halacha over here, and this is an Ashkenazi Bir Halacha, I'm sorry, Shara Tzion. He says, V'da pri chadash, v'chena groi skimu kaposkim, v'svilu shalo levarech. He says, you should not make a bracha on Yom Kippur candles. Kevan de toli b'minhaga, since it's dependent on the minug, lo tikni rabbanu levarech hazot, we're not mistaken, make a bracha on that. So I'm trying to figure out, it sounds like the gra holds like that, like the mechaber, not like the ramah. What would he say by half halah? Achain continues the Sharatian, the Harbi Achronim Shuraisi, Kulam Hatiku Diver Haramaladina, that you will make a bracha on Yom Kippur candles. And that's what we do. We make a bracha on Yom Kippur candles. I'm in Hilchas Yom Kippur. That's why you don't have it inside. I'm sorry. I have to photocopy my Mar Mikomas to give it out. Well, usually, whatever. When we come up, says the Sharatian, nearly, the Bimedinos Acheros She'ein Minin Kavulaze, Bivada Yose Tovanik Shalol Levarech. So he says, the Minin Ashkenaz evolved, you make a bracha on Yom Kippur candle. But if you go to Nova Scotia and there's no Jews and you start a community and there's no Minag, I mean, I don't usually take the minhag in where you came from, but he basically says that if you have to start from scratch, from the beginning, better not to make a bracha. Okay, the Maisa Ashkenaz do make a bracha. Many Sfaradim also make a bracha. Maybe some Sfaradim don't. I don't know. The Sfaradim that sit in front of me in the basement do. Yeah.
The Gebei Halel, Chetzi Halel, the minhag by the Ashkenazim is to make a bracha, unless someone's davening the Yechidu.
It's all the Yechidu's minyan, we'll get
so
there.
So also, we see, so if it's with the minyan, we do. Also, we see by...
Yeah, but Ashkenazim, even if you be Yechidu, they also do, no?
I saw a minhag yeah. They didn't say a bracha.
You saw what? Yeah? Okay, we'll get there when we get to the end of Chilik Dalet. We got a long ways to go. Okay. Now, yesterday we did Vav and Zayin. and we discussed the two chiyuvim in Hadlokas Ner Shabbos. There's a chovas haguf for me to fulfill my personal obligation in Hadlokas Neros, and then there's a separate din that I have to make sure that all the rooms in my house that I plan on using, that there's shalom bayis, and I'm not going to stub my toes and bump into the wall, and I have to like him. Then we said it's machlokas aposki. So we said if there's a spouse is at home and the other spouse is out of town, the spouse lighting at home is motzi, the spouse is out of town. There's a machlokas aposki if that same thing applies to the children. From Shabbos Kilchos says yes, others say no. So just some. I mean, there's a lot of little details there. Let's say in yeshivas. Along those lines, let's say the husband goes to America and the wife is in Israel lighting candles. So your mom is in different time zones, is 7 hours off, or you're in California, you're 10 hours off, or you're in Australia, it's a different day. There are still poskim who say that yiyotze, even though it's a little hard to understand. There's still poskim who say that yiyotze, even though it's a totally different time zone, a totally different whatever. Other poskim are machmir. Now, when it comes, let's say, to yeshiva bachrim, so usually what yeshivas do is the yeshiva is considered one big happy family, and they take the yeshiva money and they buy candles, and one of the boys or someone related to the yeshiva usually lights candles in the chadar ochel for the boys. And that way, if they're not yotzei, their personal obligation with their parents at home, which they may very well be yotzei according to many poskim, even if they're not, they yotzei with the candle lighting of their yeshiva bachar friend who's lighting, or whoever it is that's lighting for the yeshiva in the chadar ochel. Now, you still need to make sure that there's light in the rooms, but because the yeshiva boy, let's say the room is his, but there's a hallway and there's a bathroom and there's all sorts of other kind of light coming into the room. I don't know if yeshiva boys leave a light on in the actual dormitory room. It's usually a hallway light, a bathroom light, and that's kind of the yeshivas. So they should make sure that there's a light over there, but they're not going to make a bracha on that light. And I wouldn't say there's a chovas hamakom, because often those lights are not really their responsibility. It's yeshiva's responsibility, and there is light in the room, and therefore they don't have a chiv to. They have to make sure it's on, but it's kind of not really their chiv because it belongs to somebody else. Now, if my personal obligation is fulfilled, but I still have a dark house, so then I have a chiyuv to make sure that there's light on in the house. Electric candles, I think most people do not make a bracha on, but many people will say that you will be yotzei. That's certainly a good option. Also, if someone is not home, or certainly in a dormitory, it's very dangerous to light candles. Most yeshivas don't allow it. And it's not a whatever. But the personal obligation anyway is being fulfilled with the bracha who's lighting for everybody else, if it's not being fulfilled by the mother. And then just to make sure that there's light in the room for the chovas hamakom. But again, if it was a separate house that belonged to them, could very well be they would make a bracha because there's no light and they have to make sure there's light on and there's a chovas hamakom. But over here, they're not going to make a bracha in the dormitory. In hotels are a problem. Hotels, hospitals, because very often it's a frum place, so they want you to light candles, but they kind of have a separate candle lighting room, or it's out of the way where it doesn't have any shaykhus to anybody. Just light over there. That's a big problem. You can't make a bracha on that. My wife was once in the hospital, and I told her she should, she can light her candles if she wants me. No bracha. So I'll be embarrassed. Everyone else is going to make a bracha. I said, no bracha. The candles have no shaykhus to anybody. You can't make a bracha. Anyway, she goes there to light. It was, I don't know, probably Shari Tzedek, a bunch of from Hasidic women, and one by one say, are you making a bracha? No. Are you making a bracha? No. Not one of them was, maybe one they found to make a bracha, but they were not making a bracha. That's because you light candles, whatever, because that's what women do, but you can't make a bracha on candles that are totally out of whatever, unless she's going to turn the light on off and on in her room, and then light candles, and then the tzira for the two together with the candles she's lighting that don't help anybody, and the light on the room, so maybe there's room to be made. So if she's in the hospital, her husband's at home, so the husband lighting at home is more to your personal obligation, and there's no chovas hamakom in the hospital because it's very well lit, it's not her responsibility, and she doesn't have to light the candles there at all. In a hotel it's more complicated because usually the couple's together, and the hotel also doesn't let you light in your room. Your room is really where you need to light. So many people say, just turn on the, make sure, set the light, the electric lights. And there are those that say you can make a bracha on the electric lights, but the mice, I don't think people do. Ramosha was against.
They were lighting the dining room.
So if you could light on your table, we're
in the lobby.
Yeah, say light in the lobby, like.
No bracha.
It doesn't help anybody. Yeah, to make a bracha there is very problematic. Okay, that's basically that.
So why you light?
So then don't light. I don't tell my wife to light over there. What's the
you
point?
And there isn't a knas of someone.
No, I tell her to turn on the electric lights. But we don't go, because they got to make a bracha, but in terms of, we're doing it with Kavod Shabbos.
So you're saying it's not an onus? It's an onus?
No, meaning you're yelled say with the electric lights, but some would say probably say to make a bracha. I mean, in one of the books he says, most posts say yes to make a bracha, or Maisha says not to make a bracha. I find it hard to believe most posts say yes to make a bracha. I don't know. I have to take Shmir Shabbos again. He turned the lights off and on in the room, in the hotel room, for the Kavod Shabbos Kodesh, and so.
I'm asking your wife does it as a Hadokas Neres?
Yeah. But no, not, but we don't make a bracha. In general, when you light candles in the house, it's recommended to turn the lights off and on the Kavod Shabbos. Because most of the light in the house is coming from the electricity, whatever. I mean, we still make a bracha on the Shabbos candles, but you turn the lights off and on. They say even in Ramesh's house, that's what he did, turn the lights off and on, and then the bracha goes on everything. The candles that are lit, it said he did it. I think it said he did it.
Before she lit?
Before she lit. Okay. So that was Vav and Zayin. Ches. There's a Maharil. Reish Samach Gimel Ches. There's a Machlik is Maharil or Zeruah. Let's say you have a few families eating together. Okay, so we already said that according to Rosh Zalman, if you're invited Friday night to someone's house, you kind of like become part of that household for Friday night, and the Ikir Adin, you don't have to light candles. You yotzi with the candle lighting of the hostess, of the balabas. Yeah. Very often, let's say you have a few families eating together. Now, it could be families. Usually, you're invited to somebody. Although, a lot of times when families get together, a lot of people are bringing their own food. Now, they're not eating separately. We're bringing string beans for everybody to share. Everyone's bringing chicken for everyone to share. So, I don't know if that's called. I'm not sure. Is that called eating by her? Anyway, Lemaisa, we'll see. The minig is that the women all light. They're all like candles, even though it's in theory it's possible to say, okay, we're tuffle to her candle lighting, and we don't need to light candles. Well, you go to your parents for Shabbos, and your mother's lighting candles. So in theory, your wife doesn't have to be light candles, in theory, because she's part of, for a Friday night meal, or for the whole Shabbos, but at least for Friday night, you're part of the household of your parents, and you go to the parents' candle lighting. The meaning is not to rely on that. The meaning is to rely on that if you're single, but if you're married, the women light anyway. So the Ma'aril says, if you have two or three families eating together in one place, everyone should make their own bracha on their own candles. Now, even though, it's funny, you know, they're saying, even though it's the first two women lit, so there's a lot of light in the house. So the third woman lights, like she's not exactly adding any light to the house. Now, that question becomes ten times more, Bismanena, where we have 4,000 watts of fancy electric bulbs giving light all over the place. Okay, that's part of the same shot. So the Beis Yosef answers, and he says, the more light, the more simcha, the more shalom, and you're making a bracha on that. The Oz Haruah is not convinced. And the Shulchan Aruch discusses, really goes back and forth on the topic. Let's see. Sif Ches. Reish Samach Gimel Ches. I keep going to the Lead Plus store and give a beam next to Yesh Chesed, and I'm like, give me the strongest light you have. And he's like, no, you're Magzim, you're exaggerating, you don't need it. I said, brought that halacha. More light, more simcha, more shalom. I want strong lights. I like light. Okay. Siv Ches. Shnayim Oshlosha Bali Batim. Ochim B'makam Echad. Two or three families eating together. Yesh Omrim. This is the Maharil Shekalacham Mavaracham and Rashi. Everyone lights their own candles and makes their own bracha. The Yesh Megam Gim B'dar Brother. He questions the practice. He's not convinced. V'nacho. So it concludes the Machaber. V'nachon Lizer B'savik Brachas V'lo Yivarech El Echad. One makes a bracha and the other's light without a bracha. However, says Rama, well, Anu Eino Agin Kain. So the Machaber is Choshish. He says, okay, they said light, but they shouldn't make a bracha. One bracha. One woman makes a bracha, the other is light without a bracha. The Rama says, no, that's not our meaning. Our meaning is that every woman lights and lights with a bracha. Now, it's better if the candles could be in a different place and can actually add some light to whatever, but even if they can't, then the meaning is still to make a bracha. Still covered Shabbos. It's still Tosefes Ora is additional light. Mishabura says that Sifkat and Lama. Hey, to come out to Tosef Ora, more light, more shalom, more simcha. Fine. Yeah, and so on that, Dirshu goes to the whole thing about what do we do with our electric lights. So, but nicely, we still make a bracha on the candles, and it's proper to turn the lights off and on. The bracha is also going on the candle, on the electric lights. The electric lights are also part of the Shabbos candles.
Why are they
cholek? In terms of a bracha?
Yeah.
Everyone seems to say you should do it. Like, no one says not to do it, I don't think. And the bracha? I don't think I didn't see it here. I don't know. In Radiance of Shabbos, it's one of these books in America. He says most folks can say make a bracha, or Moshe says not to make a bracha. I didn't have a chance to look it up. In Piskei Tshuvos, I didn't pay so much attention, but he says there's two sides. He gives the two sides, and then in the footnote, he gives a whole slew of postgame on both sides. I don't know. I didn't look at Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa in this point. I don't remember. Okay, so Mishmur Sivkatan Lamir Ches points out, let's say, you go to your in-laws. So, you could light at the table, but you have your own room, so maybe it's better to light in your room, because in your room there's really no light. And then you light candles in your room, it's like your room, and it's adding something, especially if the room is dark, the lights are usually off in the room, and you light candles, so you have some light there for whatever, until they burn out. So that's not the minute, and it's also not every bedroom is misugal for candles nowadays, and it's also gets dangerous, especially if you have kids or whatever. But the Mishnah points out in Sifkat and Lamechas, if they have their own cheder, even though they're not eating there, there's no tzarach achila, then they can make a bracha there, because there's at least a chovas hamakom, if not also a chovas aguf. Let's say the yotzei. Let's say, but there's still a chovas hamakom because this place is dark. Now, agav, this whole svar of Tosefes Ora, they say, is only relevant where you're eating. It's only kosher if you're eating there. Then there's the more light, the better. But like in the lobby of the hotel, to say there's more light, the more the merrier. Like they say, is where you're eating. You're not eating there. So if it's in the dining room, so if your table is somewhat near the candles, there's a svar to say that. But I'm eating on that side of the dining room. The candles are all the way on that side of the dining room. The dining room is gigantic, fits 1,000 people. There's no connection between my table over there and the candles over there. So if you could take two tea lights and put it on your own table, which sometimes you could do, figure out what your table is. That's probably the best thing to do. If it's on your table, that's the best thing to do. But if you can't do that. So I was once in a hotel with a big rav, and he went searching, looking for the lights. He was going to turn off the lights in the dining room of the hotel. turn off and turn them back on. So his wife could light candles. Very interesting. I don't remember how. I just remember him looking around with the lights. Okay, Sif Tes. Sif Tes. Hamadlikim bezavios habayis. People who light in the corners of their house, and then they go eat outside in the garden. Ve'ochlim b'chatzer, they're eating outside in the garden. So im ein haneros arukos shadolkos adalayla ve'brachol batola. If the lights are not long enough, the lights go out in the middle of the meal, the candles burn out. So if the candles were there during the meal, so you benefited, had some shaykhs to the meal. But if I'm eating over here and the candles are being lit over there, that's also your issue. If by the time you get home, you're going away for Shabbos, for a Friday night meal. By the time you get back to your house, the candles are going to be out. So you can't light candles at home with a bracha, run out, go to someone's house, stay there for 5 hours, come back, the candles are out. So nobody benefited whatsoever. There was no shaykhs of those candles to anybody. And that's a big problem. That is a bracha levatala. The candles have to last long enough. So here also they talk about if you leave electric lights on, you come back, at least the electric lights are still on. It's all tzirufim. So here the Machaber is saying, if you don't want to eat, it's best to eat by the candle. The candle should be where you're eating. But if they're not, at least they should be long enough that you're getting some benefit from them after the Suda. Mishmasim Ketan Lamites. Ochlim. Ayin the Kaman Reisha and Gimel Magravam. The Ein Mutulecha Bukhatsa Rak Davkim and Star Harbe. Really, you should not eat in the Chatzer unless there's a problem in your house. Mishum Zvuvim. You have a fly problem in your house. So it's not in your house. So you can't eat in your house because it's full of flies. So eat outside. All the flies are inside. You're outside. Otherwise, you're supposed to eat where the candles are. I'm Mishna Berurah. Okay, we'll get there. Be'ezrat Hashem in a couple of weeks. Reish Ayin Gimel. That's Hilchos Kiddush something. Kiddush Malam Suda maybe. Bechatzer Mashma. Mishvusim Katanem. Dim Ocha Babayis. So if you're eating in the house and the candles are in the house, Avshein Dolek is at a Laila. Even though the candles don't burn so late into the night. Sagi, it's fine. It's enough. Let's say you have the candles during the day, and let's say you make early Shabbos. The candles are there. By the time it gets dark, the candles are already burnt out. But at least at the end of the day, you were eating the suda with the candles there, so that's okay. That's like Tosefes Ora. The more light during the, specifically for the suda, the more simcha, the more shalom, and that's okay. Umitzvah min amuvcha to make lotin. Better for them to be longer so they last through the meal and into the night to provide, to give light at night. What? Zavios is corners. I don't know what how that's exactly relevant, but. Candles, you light the candles, you're outside. By the time you come back, the candles are out. Didn't help you for nothing. That's a bracha levatala. But if when you lit the candles, it was already starting to get dark in the house, and the candles did help you at the beginning, even before it got dark, but the candles provided some light, right? At the end of the day, it also gets dark in the house sometimes, depending how many windows you have and what floor you're on and things like that. So, it was dark when they were lighting, meaning it's not dark outside, before Shkia, but it's starting to get dark already. And you do something at home by the Tzarcha Suda with the Neros. So, eating outside, if you prepare the tuna fish for Shalosh Shudas, whatever you're doing, you, I don't know, set up the Tchina and the Chumus by the light of the candle, so that's going to be good enough because it's providing light that's relevant to the Suda. Okay, and here Dusha points out that you need Ribui Ora for the Su'uda Dafka.